Local shares posted an encouraging improvement on Wednesday. The ASX 200 was up by the most part of a half of 1%. In front of mind for investors remains the issue of trade between the United States and China. And what has encouraged the market, not only locally but globally at the moment, is the measured response that we've seen on the part of the Chinese. Yes, they're retaliating with increased tariffs on US imports, but there are other very important measures that they have at their disposal as well, including the currency and participation in US Treasury auctions, bearing in mind that China is the biggest lender to the United States government. So today, what we saw across the sector was that mining stocks and energy stocks that were the most improved. There was a pretty sizable rally across the metals complex in the last 24 hours. There is a conversation in place in the markets around the support that the Chinese administration might be able to apply to their economy through stimulus programs if things do start to become a little bit more pointed in terms of the impact of tariffs. Today, Fortescue Metals was up by the most part of 5%. Banks were also notable improvers. They played an important part in the gain. Westpac and the ANZ were each up by around 1%. Also, notably, aged care providers, which had a rebound yesterday, were generally weakest. The names such as Regis Healthcare, Estia Health and Japara Healthcare. Elsewhere, worth pointing out the fortunes of CSL. It has been a consistent underperformer over the course of recent weeks. It's actually hit one-month low over the course of the last day. It was down by 1.5% today. Costa Group was up by around 5%. It was the beneficiary of some broker upgrades. And we also saw TPG Telecom continue its decline, having reported numbers yesterday. Elsewhere, the Aussie dollar a little bit firmer today. It's trading around 72.5 US cents.